Marriage of Notre Dame, Mark Tegel.
Thank you very much, Frank. Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome to the silver anniversary game of one of the great intersectional rivalries of football history. The Irish have won 7 games so far this season, and only the 14-14 tie game with the Iowa Hawkeyes mars an otherwise perfect slate. The Trojans come into the game with a record of 6 victories. I believe that history has a way of repeating itself. There are 2 significant items that I'd like to note. First, Mr. Frank Lehey, the Notre Dame head coach, remained in South Bend, Indiana, on the advice of his physician, who felt that the trip to the coast might be too strenuous. Lehey was stricken with a virus ailment during the Georgia Tech game several weeks ago. In 1950, Lehey wasn't able to make the trip to Los Angeles when the Trojans won on a 94-yard kickoff return by Jim Sears and a blocked punt by Paul McMurtry. Bernie Crimmins, now the head coach at Indiana, subbed for Lehey that day. Then in 1951, Danny Shannon will be at left end. In 1952, Shannon made the tackle heard around the football world, which turned the tide for the Irish against Oklahoma. That was the tackle following the kickoff after Notre Dame had tied the Sooners 21-21 that resulted in a fumble and set up the winning Notre Dame score. This year, Shannon made the last second catches, both of them, in the first and the second half against Iowa, that enabled the Irish to salvage that memorable tie. Shannon, normally a fullback, is a 19-year-old junior from Chicago. At left tackle, Frank Barachione, a junior from Natick, Massachusetts. Frank is one of a family of 9 children. At left guard, Ray Lemack, a sophomore from Sioux City, Iowa. Ray won 8 letters at Helan High in Sioux City, 2 each in basketball, track, baseball, and football. At center, Jim Schrader, a senior from Carnegie, Pennsylvania. He's probably better known as either Benji or Junior to his many fans. At right guard, Minnie Mavrides, a senior from Lowell, Massachusetts. At right tackle, All-American Art Hunter from Akron, Ohio. Hunter is the 3rd man in Notre Dame football history to play 3 different positions in 3 years. As a sophomore, he was an offensive center, an offensive end as a junior, and now a hard-charging All-American tackle. Incidentally, Bernie Crimmins and Marty Wendell were the other 3 position players. Captain Don Penza will, of course, be the starting right end. The 6'1", 200-pounder played his prep football at St. Catharines High School in Racine, Wisconsin. At quarterback in the T formation will be one of the nation's top passers and signal callers, Ralph Guglielmi of Columbus, Ohio. Googs is a junior at Notre Dame and a tower of strength on both offense and defense. Left halfback will be another junior, Joe Heap. Heaper is a standout on a great Irish team. He came to Notre Dame bearing 4 football and 3 track letters from Holy Cross High School in New Orleans, Louisiana. The Abita Springs speedster earned all-state honors in football, besides winning 4 first places in Louisiana State track meet in 1 year. All-American and a unanimous choice in both 1952 and 53 is the pride of Fenwick High School of Oak Park, Illinois, Johnny Lattner at left half. So much has been written and said about Lattner that anything that I'd say at this time would certainly be insignificant. Suffice it to say that Johnny is an All-American that truly follows in the great tradition of other former Notre Dame greats.
Notre Dame, the ends from left to right, Dan Shannon and Captain Don Penza. The tackles are Frank Barachione and Art Hunter. The guards, Ray Lemack and Minnie Mavrides. And the center is Jim Schrader, and here come the Trojans on the field in their cardinal jerseys, gold numerals, gold football pants. The band makes a big double line through which the team runs. The backfield, Ralph Guglielmi, the quarterback, Joe Heap, left half, Johnny Lattner, right half, Neil Warden, the fullback. And now for the Trojans, the ends. This ball game is underway. There's the kick. It's a low, bobbling kick. Lands in the 10. Crow gets it on the 5-yard line. Lyndon Crow goes to the far side, up the 15, the 20. Hit on the 20 and down on about the 23-yard line. Down on the 23-yard line. An 18-yard run back. Jim Schrader made the tackle. So